This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
Ah, Chicago, city of the big shoulders, home of the deep dish pizza and the Japanese seaweed hot dog. Yes, indeed, in a city where hot dogs are something of a specialty, the humble sausage is being reinvented. From Chicago, Nova Sappho has that story.
The grill starts sizzling at Chicago's most popular hot dog restaurant at 10:30 in the morning. That's when the doors open and customers flood in.
What can we get for you?
I will have the foie gras dog, the celebrity sausage, and the escargot.
Yes, that's a hot dog made of ground snail.
$30.50, please.
Carl, thank you so much.
Yes, that's $30 for three hot dogs. We're at a hole-in-the-wall restaurant called Hot Doug's, named after owner Doug's son. He has a level of devotion from customers that borders on the religious. Outside the restaurant, there's a line two blocks long.
So if someone is said to me, you know, when I started doing this 14 years ago, oh, and at some point you will have a book, you'll be sitting down and chit-chatting with Anthony Bourdain for his TV show, it's like, okay, and can I have some of that crack?
The philosophy that brought Sun that much success is pretty simple. He expanded on the traditional Chicago hot dog, a beef sausage with chopped onions, tomatoes, bright green relish, and a pickle spear. But Doug's son added fine dining principles and unusual ingredients.
To me, a really good quality Chicago hot dog should be as satisfying and tasty as anything you would get in a three-star restaurant.
Sun is getting ready to retire from the business this fall. Now other hot dog shops hope to capture some of his magic and his customers.
There's no such thing as a hot dog franchise in Chicago, but they might as well be a franchises because they're all exactly alike. And that's the environment that Hot Doug moved into that really stood out.
Journalist Mike Gebert has been covering Chicago's food scene for a decade. He says there's now a whole new niche industry of gourmet hot dog purveyors.
Finally, I think that's what we've seen happening, is we're getting these places that are trying a little harder, that's got some more exotic things on the menu.
Exotic things like elk meat or quail egg toppings.
Order number 24.
I meet Gebert at one of these new restaurants. It's called Ivy's. Owner Tony Tsubris greets us with a heaping plate of food.
We have the Greek hot dog with the imported feta cheese, homemade tzatziki sauce, the famous Japanese dog. What we've done there is use seaweed salad, house-made wasabi mayonnaise, and we char-grill that hot dog.
Tsubris says his gourmet menu is a response to modern-day competitive pressures.
So years ago, you know, you could open up a new restaurant, just open the doors and expect people to walk in. But nowadays, it's a whole different market. You have social media that really directs a lot of your customer base. You have to be on top of your game. You have to serve the best. There's no other way.
But is a seaweed hot dog a good way to stand out?
Yeah, I'm going to bite
Put the microphone down now and start eating.
All right, here we go with a Japanese hot dog.
And a big mouthful later.
Wow.
That's pretty darn good.
It's just missing ketchup.
Oh, no. Kidding. Please.
Well, partly kidding. I still can't resist wanting to put ketchup on a hot dog. In Chicago, I'm Nova Sappho for Marketplace.